you guys have had, obviously, just 2 weeks, but a lot of success on third down, right? And that was a real struggle last year. What are you seeing as some of the biggest differences or the things that have allowed you guys to have success in those situations to this point?
Well, it's just being, you know, you want to be in good in situational football across the board. And when you're talking about that, that's an 11-man operation, right? It starts with the offensive line blocking. It starts with the receivers getting open, getting separation, and the backs picking up pressures and all that. But I think one of the bigger things is we've been in manageable third downs for the most part, which certainly makes it easier.
That third and six where you changed the call, CJ, what happened there? I mean, kind of, what did you see and what was the thinking behind it?
We were running the ball really well and had a light box, so give it to 22 and let him figure it out.
Are you feeling pretty good about your options at left tackle with Garrett being hurt?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, whoever we throw in there, you know, we've had a lot of experience rolling guys in and out, and that whole group has worked well together no matter who's in there. You see, you know, in practice, different faces every day. So guys have done a good job adjusting and got a lot of confidence in whoever's going to play there.
You said give it to 22 and let him figure it out. You're pretty good at giving it to 10 and letting him figure it out. Giving
right.
it to 88 and let him figure it out.
Right.
How much do you see your roles back? Make your job easier.
Right. Yeah, just on our team and our offense, you know, I want to get the ball to those guys and get out of the way. And we're going to be good with those guys making plays. You know, it's not going to be me running around making plays. That's not how we're going to be really, really good. It's going to be 10, 88, 22, 28, all those guys making explosive plays for us. So the more we can get it to those guys, the better we can be, I think. They're good. They're so stout. They're aggressive. They're fast. They're tough inside. I mean, the whole front seven, it's a really, really good front. So it's going to be a great challenge for us. And, we got to match their physicality, especially on the road. You got to try to find a way to run the ball and, like I said, match their physicality.
Trevor, even though you guys are 2-0 and you have a lot of success, do you have to remind yourself that, hey, it's still really early?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's not hard for us to kind of stay focused. I mean, we're going to Buffalo, and we're playing probably one of the best fronts in the league this week and a tough place to play. So it's really easy for us to kind of stay dialed in and focus on this week.
Do you feel like last year when you guys were 4-0, maybe you got a little fat and happy, so to speak?
I don't know. That's tough to say. I think, you know, it's tough to get fat and happy 4 games into the season, right? It's such a long season, and teams are so good week to week. I mean, I don't care what anybody's record is. Everybody's got a chance to win every week, and you've seen that the first couple weeks of the season. So it's a great challenge every week, and this week is certainly no different.
Trevor, what has it meant to have C.J. Anderson back in the lineup?
A lot. I mean, he does so much for us. He's, you know, as far as protection to pass game. Running the ball. I mean, he's running the ball so well. He's so physical, and with the group we got up front, it's those guys are doing a really good job together. And then you sprinkle Jamal in there, and we got a good thing going with those guys.
Sure, just to go back to third down one more time, how much of that is you and Mike kind of working together to come up with, you know, certain things to do in those situations? How much has that been a collaborative effort with you guys?
I think we're just all, you know, not just me, but the whole offense is on the same page with Mike, and Mike's putting us in really good spots every third down, and really every play. I feel like we got a chance every play, and I'm not the only one that feels that way. So we got a lot of confidence where we're at right now.
You're fifth or sixth in passing in the league. How about that?
I mean, it's good. Yeah, it's week two.
Are you surprised, or do you have any goals that way statistically, individually?
Not really. I mean, we won 2 games, so it's pretty good. But yeah, I mean, we're, you know, focused on this week. It's, you know, Buffalo's a really good team. We're playing a really good defense. So easy for me and everybody else to stay pretty motivated.
Trevor, you now started 16 games in your career with a full season of starts under your belt. Where do you feel you've progressed from that first week against Carolina in last season? And how much further do you think you have to go?
Definitely room for a lot of improvement. You know, all over the place, I can tell you. But, you know, it's just playing. You get more comfortable, certainly. Just feel for the game. Things happen a little slower for you. So, you know, it's like anybody else. The more you play, the more comfortable you get, and usually the better off you are.
You were the honored guest Monday Night Football at halftime. After that's done, do you go out and have a big steak dinner? Do you go home and do your homework? What do you? I mean,
yeah.
They give you a big pub.
No.
Are you living the life now or what?
No, I mean, I wish, but it's good to get some sleep on those off days. I'll say, you know, during the week, your mind's racing pretty good, and I'm getting up early, so try to take advantage of sleep every chance I get.
You hit 8 different receivers in that game the other day. Is that something you're conscious of, or do you just throw the ball to who's open?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to just having balance and. The scheme we're in, it's really player friendly, and we got a lot of guys that are doing a really good job within the scheme. So, you know, for me, it's you drop back and you throw it to the open guy. It's worked out so far for us.
You may be without Benny Fowler this week. What kind of confidence would you have in guys like Isaiah McKenzie or Cody Latimer to step up?
Yeah, I think a lot of confidence in those guys. You know, for me, it's, you know, I was in a good spot. I like to think rotating in and out with the ones and twos, so I got a good feel for all these receivers and throwing everybody. So, got good rapport with all those guys and feel good about it.
You've been sacked in the red zone a few times. What do you have to do to clean that up?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, screwed Menelik at least once down there. So, it's just something I got to clean up. And, you know, I think we missed one kick at least that I remember after taking a sack, maybe two. So, those are tough to overcome. I got to clean that up.
Trevor, Mike said in the offseason he had to learn what you guys as quarterbacks liked and didn't like in the offense.
So right.
You're pretty good at communicating with him each week what you think is good.
I think so. I think Mike gives me a hard time sometimes because, you know, we highlight our favorite plays on the call sheet, and sometimes I give it back to him and friggin' 70% of the call sheet is highlighted. And, but it's just
– you're sucking up or what?
No, I think it's just, I think I'm just comfortable, you know, with a lot of the stuff we're doing. And, you know, like I said, you know, I don't speak for myself, but everybody's really comfortable at any given time in the game with what's being dialed up. And, you know, we're just doing our best to execute.
Do you think that's a big part of the job, though, is you sort of have an awareness of what is really going to work?
I think so. And I think that just comes with, you know, you got to have a thought, a big picture thought. A situational thought, all those types of things going in each game, each situation. And, you know, I think I'm getting better at understanding why Mike's calling certain things at certain times. And definitely all that goes into it.
Rick Dennison's going to be on the other sideline this week. When you look back at last year, how did he help you through your first year as a starter?
Yeah, I just, you know, I've said it, but I've been lucky since I came in the league. I've had really good coaches, you know, schematically, fundamentally, and I've just tried to do my best to take advantage of all the coaching I've gotten. And Rico was no different than Napper when he was here. So those guys helped me out a ton, and it'll be good to say hey to him.
Okay. Thank you, Trevor.
Appreciate it.